in the lunchtime edition, an apparent suicide in St. Philip. Trinidad's Prime Minister-elect Kamnapa said Becerrar declares yesterday's landslide election triumph a victory for the people and promises to immediately get to work delivering on their campaign promises. The outgoing Prime Minister Young says he's disappointed about their defeat but is confident the PNM will bounce back. Dr. Keith Rowdy announces he's stepping down as PNM political leader and that the party will meet soon to pick the opposition leader. Mark Carney's Liberal Party wins the Canadian election. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. First, this just in. The police are at the scene of a suspected suicide at Four Road, St. Philip. The body of a victim was found in circumstances that indicated they took their own life. More details as they come to hand, of course. The Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister-elect Kamla Prasad Becerrar has declared yesterday's landslide triumph in Trinidad and Tobago's general elections as a victory for the people and has promised to immediately get to work delivering on their campaign promises. She was delivering her victory speech after her United National Congress, UNC, soundly defeated the Stuart Young-led People's National Movement, PNM, that had been in office for 10 years.
And of course, I thank all of you rank and file members of the UNC who have stood with me through thick and thin, through light and through darkness. You have carried me on a journey that was filled with love, with determination and resilience. I started off this campaign by saying, you will be the real heroes in this story. And I end this campaign saying the same, you are the real heroes in this story of Trinidad and Tobago. Thank you for your confidence for a better TNT and for letting the world know that we, the people, have the real power in Trinidad and Tobago.
And she promised to immediately get down to work.
It is now that the real work starts. From day one, we'll be focused on delivering on our promises, working to make every citizen's life better, brighter, more prosperous. I give you the assurance tonight that no one will be left behind. No one will be left behind. Because when UNC wins, everybody wins.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister-elect, Kamla Prasad Becerrar. Meantime, the outgoing Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister, Stuart Young, who had just a brief stint as TNT PM after Dr. Keith Rowdy stepped down, says he's disappointed about the defeat, but is confident the PNM will bounce back.
Obviously a bit disappointed. We have put forward what I believe was a very good proposal to the population. As I said only this morning, I believe we ran a very good campaign and a good fight, and we had quite a robust plan for the future. But the population has spoken, the electorate has spoken tonight, and we look forward to tomorrow morning. And PNM is a strong party. We don't get here after 70 years, and from tomorrow morning, that's it. We're back, we rebuild.
The outgoing Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Stuart Young speaking alongside Mr. Young as the PNM leaders delivered their concession speeches. The former Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, announced that he will be stepping down as political leader of the PNM. He also said the party will meet soon to decide who will be the opposition leader.
The General Council will meet on Wednesday and will direct the elected members of the House as to who should be supported for the position of opposition leader. I, as political leader, Prime Minister of recent vintage, but I still remain political leader. I did at an earlier time say to you, the media, that I've met with the general leadership of the party and indicate to them that I would not want to continue beyond the end of this year as political leader and would, at their advice, vacate the post as soon as they would like me to.
as to the reason for the heavy defeat. Dr. Rowley says the electorate chose the package of promises put forward by the UNC. This is the latest. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, reports a continued strong performance by the sector, with increased arrivals by both air and sea, and the country positioned for another solid year in 2025. Delivering the BHTA's quarterly media update, the BHTA chairman, Javon Griffith, said the good tourism performance is driven by a record long-stay arrivals for 2024-2025, additional airlift, aggressive marketing and promotion campaigns across Europe, among other things. But a sore point for the tourism sector remains that daily tax on rental cars.
This proposal in its current form continues to risk inflicting structural harm on one of the most vulnerable segments of the tourism value chain. The car rental industry is already the most heavily taxed within the sector, and uniquely receives no sector-specific fiscal relief or incentives. This levy, therefore, represents an unbalanced and regressive policy choice. The BHTA wishes to underscore the following urgent concerns. A daily $10 fee will significantly increase vehicle rental costs, potentially discouraging visitors from renting vehicles. This will stifle mobility across the island, diminish economic spin-offs to restaurants, heritage sites and rural communities dependent on stopover traffic.
The BHTA chairman, Javon Griffith. The Barbados Meteorological Services has launched new equipment aimed at strengthening early warning and preparedness ahead of the upcoming hurricane season. The Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, says the equipment will significantly enhance the country's ability to detect and predict severe weather events. He was speaking at the launch ceremony of the Met Service's second unmanned service vehicle and a new spotter buoy held at the Barbados Coast Guard base.
So what do these things do? This picks up wind speed, it gets sea swells, ocean temperatures, current, all these sort of things that we need to know to develop our modeling and to make evidence-based decisions relating to the sea, we can pick up from all these unmanned surface drones. But this is another step towards our early warning and our prediction. It has to be science-based. It has to be evidence-based. This is not guesswork. If you actually look at the modeling that is done by the Barbados Met Services, our modeling is accurate.
That's the Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. And Mark Carney's Liberal Party has won the Canadian election in a remarkable turnaround for the centre-left party, which... In his victory speech, Mr. Carney told supporters, President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never, ever happen. It remains too close to call whether he will secure a majority in Parliament. If not, he'll have to rely on other parties to govern. Defeated Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, until recently expected to become the next Prime Minister, is projected to lose his seat. Our top stories. An apparent suicide in St. Philip, a body found at a home. Trinidad's Prime Minister-elect Kamla Prasad-Bisesar declares yesterday's landslide election triumph a victory for the people and promises to immediately get to work delivering on their campaign promises. The outgoing Prime Minister Young says he's disappointed about the defeat, but is confident the PNM will bounce back. Dr. Keith Rowley announces he's stepping down as PNM political leader and that the party will meet soon to pick the opposition leader. Mark Carney's Liberal Party wins the Canadian election. And back in Barbados, the Hotel and Tourism Association reports a continued strong tourism arrivals performance, but again complains about the new hired car tax, warning it will hurt that sector. And with that, we sign off from this chapter as we prepare to move on to explore and take up some new challenges and new opportunities. But we'll definitely be seeing and hearing each other around, that's for sure. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
you so much and all the best, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.